Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you on the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by Adriana Lesniak. Adriana is a truly gifted medium, energy healer, and teacher. She invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, she will be offering one-question readings to callers. If you would like a one-question reading, please call in at 646-378-0378. And now I give you your wonderful host, Adriana.
Thank you so much, Courtney. Well, we are in December, and many people have a favorite holiday in this month. Of course, what comes to mind is Christmas for me, but we know that there's also Hanukkah, Festival of Trees, Yule, the solstice, and many other celebrations. Eid al-Adha, also referred to as the Feast of Sacrifice, this is an important Islamic holiday. Diwali, it's a Hindu festival. Actually, that begins in November, but it's around this time frame. It's important to remember that Christmas time started out as borrowing from other religions, because Christmas was originally a holiday, a Druid holiday, and it was taken over by the Catholic Church, and then the holiday became the birth of Jesus, or Yeshua, and that's why so many people celebrate Christmas, because the holiday was changed to the birth of Jesus. Now, why did that happen? The reason why is because the 25th of December is a holy day. And for thousands upon thousands of years, God's born have been, like Jesus, for instance, their birth date has been changed to the 25th of December. And it's really fascinating. The more you look at it, the more you find. And it has to do with astronomy, because the Virgin is actually the Virgin Venus, and then she gives birth, and it's all, you can follow it all astrologically. Very interesting. So Krishna was born on the 25th of December from Hindu beliefs. And Horus was born on the 25th. There is a ton, really. And so Christ was just following that tradition. There's a lot of similarities between Christ and Krishna. So what does that mean to us? Well, you know, we know that Krishna is said to have been born on December 25th. Mithra of Persia was said to have been born on December 25th. Some people say Buddha was born on December 25th. And his mother's name was Maya. Pesacatl, 25th. It has to do with an astrological event that happens. It's all on the internet. I suggest you look it up. And it's very, very interesting. It's sort of a way of giving homage to your favorite god by moving their birthday to December 25th. So it follows a long line. It's just interesting. This has become, throughout our personal history, and when I say our personal history, let's just say for the last 300 years, right? Because our personal history being United States, although I have worldwide listeners. But this has become more than Jesus's birth, which it should be more than Jesus's birth. The world is not just Christian. And this is a made-up holiday to celebrate many different religions. So does that mean that this holiday doesn't matter? No, not at all. It just means it's more pervasive. It's wider. It's more inclusive. And it's a wonderful, wonderful time to celebrate diversity. You know, for those of you who say, Jesus is the reason for the season, no, I'm sorry. He was born in the summer. If you were truly venerating Yeshua, then you would be celebrating his birthday, which happened sometime in the summer when the shepherds had the flocks in the fields and there was no snow. You ever listen to how he was born? There's no snow. His family was in a barn. It was warm. Everybody knows this. I'm not telling you anything new. Everyone's known this for a while. But what's important is that we light workers understand that this season is holy to so many people. And this is a wonderful time to celebrate the potential for peace on earth. My family, my background on my mother's side is that I'm Scottish. My grandmother came from Scotland, and my grandfather's family came from Scotland. And I recently, just a couple months ago, I got the chance to go to Scotland, and it was fabulous. But it was amazing. There was more tourists there than there were actually Scottish people, I have to say, in the big cities, Edinburgh and Glasgow, we visited. Tourist trade is, I think, their number one means of making money. So they definitely welcome tourists. In Scotland, they were very poor people. And so they celebrated back in the day with haggis, of course. Everybody knows haggis, Haggis, which is chopped up lamb's meat that is then cooked in sheep's intestines. And I ate it several times while I was in Scotland. And I have to say, actually, it was pretty good. It was pretty darn good. I don't know that they still cook it in a sheep's intestine because there was so much of it, there would be a lot of sheep's intestines or stomachs. But it was delicious, actually. You kind of get used to it. That was one of our family's traditions. And then, of course, as families do, we had our own special tradition. So long before there were elves on the shelves in various stores you could buy them, my grandmother had little elves that looked just like that. She had them all over the place. But we were never told that they were watching us to make sure we were good on Christmas. We were just told they were watching over us. Little elves on the shelves. And they were all over. They were in doorways. They work great in doorways. And my grandmother always put a cardinal on the tree. So a fake bird on the tree had to be on there. And then in a spiritual sense, I've learned that cardinals are connection to our loved ones on the other side. So when she was putting that cardinal on the tree, she's honoring her loved ones on the other side. And I had no idea. I just thought it was just a thing that Grandma does. Put a cardinal on the tree. We used to go out and pick out a tree that had been cut down as a child. My family did that. And we would pick out a tree and bring it home and decorate it, put the presents underneath, and then open our presents happily on Christmas Day, and about 10 days later, discard the dead tree. As a person who loves trees, my family now, we try to get away from that tradition. And there's a lot of fun with going out, you know, in the cold and putting on your mittens and getting all dressed up and stomping to keep your feet warm while you're looking for the perfect tree. And I kind of miss that, sort of. But I had a lot of that. You know, I definitely have at least 45 years of that. So been there, done that. So for the last 5 years, and we have failed miserably, we have gone out and bought a living tree. Now, I claim to be a murderer of trees and goldfish, and it's true, I am. And we would go out, of course, and we would chop that tree down. Now we bring home a living tree, and we kill it slowly as opposed to killing it right away. What we do is we take the tree, and we have every best intention we could possibly have. And we're going to take that tree, and we're going to keep it alive. And so we either overwater it or we underwater it. And then one time someone told me, after Christmas, when you're done with the tree, just fill it up with water and then put it outside, and the water will freeze around the roots and protect the tree. So we did that last year with our tree. We had successfully gotten through all the way through Christmas. And that killed it instantly. So this year, we have tried it again. I'm ready for an artificial tree, folks. I really am. But my family said, no, we're going to do this. So we bought another small living tree. And I will put a picture of it on Facebook once we get it decorated. Yeah, right now it's out in the porch. And we're going to set it up, and we're going to water it. We're going to take good care of it. And then it's going to live in our house until winter's over and it is ready to be planted. I am not going to be the cause of another tree's death. Darn it. We'll see how well I do. If any of you have any tips on keeping a live tree alive during Christmas today, I'd really appreciate it. It's important that we respect each other's diversity, each other's beliefs. Right now, the Muslim people are under an incredible attack because of the terrorists who have taken their religion and twisted it horribly. Now, this follows a long line, since history began, of different people attacking other people. And the people who are doing the attacks are hated. You know, everybody hated the Huns. Everybody hated the Vikings. Well, except for the Vikings, right? But getting attacked like that. The Normans, right, invaded the Saxons. Well, the Saxons invaded the Britons. You know, and on and on and on. And on. These terrorists are people who are lied to by their leaders. They're people who are revved up. It's attack, 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 war, war, war. We're a tribe. We're a family. Are you ready to die for your family? The answer to this is not more war to make more people angry, to make more people have reason to be angry. The answer to this is knowledge and teaching. Because, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful, and I apologize if this comes out this way, but these attackers are generally, not always, but generally, not very educated, or they have a skewed point of view raised on their upbringing that causes them to have an us versus them mentality. This Christmas season, this holiday season, be peace on earth. You know, after the France attacks, and I live in Michigan, where Dearborn has the largest Muslim population in the U.S., and I was in Dearborn at a show, that show, we were expecting a lot of people. Hardly anyone was there. Right after the France attacks, it seems like Dearborn was just not interested in the psychic show. Because we had very few people come in the doors.
And I don't know how much the Francis Acts had to do with it, but it had to do something. I had the chance. I saw a lady, and she was dressed all in black. And she had her head covered. It was obviously she was Muslim. And I walked up to her and I said, "May I hug you?" And she laughed and she opened her arms and I hugged her. And as soon as I hugged her, I just felt her energy. And, you know, this is someone's mom. She was so obviously a mother and maybe even a grandmother. Another important thing to remember is that Muslims in the United States are U.S. citizens. We don't want to repeat the horrible lessons that we learned during World War II and the Japanese internment camps and the German internment or the horrible attacks on German Americans. You know, that is a guilty secret that we don't know happened, that actually happened in World War I as well as World War II, that sometimes German Americans were pulled out of their homes and hanged or burned or killed. You know, again, I live in Michigan. Frankenmuth has a whole museum, area of their museum that they dedicated to what happened during the first part of the 20th century to German Americans. And I know you're thinking, gee, I thought this was going to be about holidays and Christmas. And I'm telling you that this is about holidays and Christmas. Right now, we light workers need to be involved with making peace because there's more than enough people making war. We need to make peace. And however you wish to do that, however you wish to spread your light, in whichever holiday you particularly ascribe to, please do so. Please. Please do so. You're desperately needed. And it's not just about the Muslims, you know. It's not just about the fact that this season belongs to so many religions. The real name of this holiday season should be called World Peace, Peace on Earth. That's joy to the world. Let peace rain. It's so important. It's so vital. One of my favorite memories, some of my favorite memories, are not the perfectly decorated trees, although those are there, are not the times when nothing bad happened. It was the times when things just went a little wrong or a little quirky. For instance, my family, when I was little, my mom and my dad and my mother's new husband and my father's new wife, we all lived together in our own little commune. So I had my mom and my dad, and then I had these new parents.
Steve and Jocelyn, and I was about 7. And actually, back then, they weren't, neither couple were married. They were just, you know, two happy couples living together in the same house. And then there was a couple of other people living in this great big house, and this was in Alabama. And it was great. It was so much fun. And that Christmas, we didn't have a lot. So that Christmas was pretty bare. Pretty small. And then, as Scientologists, they decided to move to California. They wanted to join ASHO in California. A-S-H. And at this point, I was 9. So we moved to California. And if we were poor in Alabama, we were church mice poor in California. And all of us kids sort of lived in a dormitory where we were semi-watched by these people. And our parents were off finding, doing classes and finding their paths. And it was, we kids were sort of like have you ever read Lord of the Flies? Yeah. Wasn't quite that bad, but yeah. We certainly weren't watched very closely, especially those 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. The 12-year-olds and on were often taken and put on different duties. And I just read some excerpts about from Leah Remini's book, and there's a lot of similarities there. But there was a young, pretty girl who was like 3 years my senior, and so she was excited because she was going to the Scientology flagship, and she was excited. We were all excited for her. And now looking back at that as an adult, you know, a 12-year-old on a boat with grown men and women, I hope she was safe, you know. It was a fun time. And my mother and my stepfather had their own little apartment off of, they didn't live on the campus, if you will, or in the dorms. They lived in their own little apartment that, you know, there's cracks in the wall. It was pretty run down, but they made sure there was an artificial tree, and it was decorated. And we came over for Christmas, and we saw the tree, my brother and our mouths just hung open because we weren't expecting that. We knew how poor we were, and every bit of money that my mom and Steve made that didn't go for bills went to paying for the classes that they were taking in Scientology. There was no leftover money. And so there was the tree, and it was decorated with these great big sugar-covered kind of a roundish square jelly bean things and these gigantic gingerbread men. You know, I mean like 9-inch tall gingerbread men. And so Mom and Steve went to bed, and my brother and I were staring at the tree. It was so beautiful. And, you know, we didn't get many treats. We didn't get a lot of candy. And we're looking at the tree, and I said, do you think those are real? And Andre said, no, I don't think so. I said, me neither. And Andre said, we should try one. I said, yes, yes, we should. So we went over there, and I tried to take a bite out of one of the gingerbread men, and it was made of cardboard. But my tooth imprints are still there. And my brother fared even worse because he tried to do one of those giant jelly bean-type things crusted with sugar. And, of course, that was plastic, and some of that plastic came off in his mouth. And we hid the evidence and told Mom and Steve later, and they had a big laugh. And that's one of the stories that I hold precious when I tried to eat the gingerbread man that was made from cardboard. as an adult, my favorite holiday traditions have changed. Most of my family is gone, and we don't get together, my mom, and so is my dad, and so is Jocelyn. Steve remains in my life, and I'm so grateful for that, but he lives in Florida. So I send him presents down there, and he sends us presents up here. But, you know, that part of my life, that has changed. Now, my brother and I still get together. And my husband's family, he has two brothers and one sister. We get together every Christmas Day, and we've done that for the 28 years we've been married. And, of course, they've done it before. But as we get older, every year that getting together is becoming a little bit more tenuous. You know, one of the brothers, his children are both married, and they have children now. And so it becomes more and more of a struggle for all of us to get together on Christmas Day. And so I would say, because I know that it's coming to an end, I know that each Christmas could be the last one that we do together, but that's one of my favorite holiday traditions, is getting together with my husband's family. You know, how often do we get to see them? Weddings and funerals. We don't really celebrate birthdays anymore. We did when the kids were little, but now that all of our kids are grown, we don't get together for that. Graduations, and everyone's pretty much graduated. So any chance we get together, and especially at Christmas time, I want to keep that up. Some of my holiday traditions with my kids that they're trying to break me of is, since they were little, I've been buying them Pez dispensers. I love getting Pez dispensers and putting them in their stockings and trying to find a new one every year. And one of the kids gently broke it to me last year. Mom, we're too old for Pez dispensers. Stop. Which is silly. You're never too old for Pez dispensers. Right? This holiday season, however you celebrate it, please make sure that it's with love and respect. And light workers, you're desperately needed to help make peace on earth a reality. Get out there, do your magic. Thank you, folks. Courtney, I'm ready to take calls.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Adriana. I do want to let everybody know, if you are interested in a one-question reading, please give us a call in to the show at 646-378-0378, or you can type in chat and I will see you in there. If you would like to contact Adriana personally and get a reading with her, visit her website at mysticconnections.com or give her a call personally. Her number is 248-379-7324. Before we bring the first caller on, I know Adriana has a question of the day. And her question of the day was, is, what was a tradition that you had as a child? What was your favorite family tradition as a child? And has it changed into something different as an adult? And with that, I'd like to welcome to the show Samantha from Miami.
Hello.
Hello, Samantha.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the program. Oh, my pleasure. So how warm is it in Miami?
Right now I think it's about 83, 84.
Oh my gosh, and it's still early in the morning.
Well, this is Miami. The weather is very temperamental. One moment it's really hot, next moment it's raining, then it's back to being hot. But you can't complain.
What is your favorite tradition growing up for this holiday season?
Well, I mean, my family, we're not from America originally. We're from the Caribbean. I really didn't celebrate Christmas that much. All I do remember is my mom cooking a lot and me helping her and for making the food for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I think when you get older, you really realize that that's the most important thing, just being with your family or being with people that you consider your family. And I think as I get older and when I do have a child or children, I would definitely incorporate that more so than getting a lot of presents and lights and things that really don't matter, honestly.
Just wait till they're teenagers. Just wait. But I love that, and you're right. It's what, that's what matters, family. You're right.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And I love hearing your story. That sounds so beautiful, and the fact that you went from celebrating with your family, with your husband's family, even though people get older, I'm sure they all still love and or remember all the good memories that you guys share just getting together.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, and all the other ones too, like the time the toilet clogged, or or you know, all the other oopses that happened. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your memories. And what is your favorite tradition now? Would you say for the holidays, right now, right this minute?
No, it would still be like me, my brothers, and my sister eating. Like, we usually would just eat together in the table in my room or their room. It was just 12 and watch movies. Oh, The Christmas Story. That's the tradition. We always watch the movie and eat our things. Our Christmas. But we love that movie. It is so funny.
I love that movie, too. And it's funny because I never get to watch the whole thing. I watch, like, the second half. And miss the first half, or I'll watch the first half and I have to go do something. So it's sort of like I'm still waiting to get to watch the whole thing from beginning to end. I do have a mother figure for you from the other side. So this is either your mother or someone who is like a mother to you.
My mother is still living, so I would think that would be my grandmother, her mother.
Okay. And and she's saying something like Feliz Navidad or Christmas in another language.
Oh, I know. Bon Noel.
Okay.
For y'all, it means basically the same thing. Like, Noel is, I guess, Christmas. So, happy Noel. Happy Christmas.
She's saying you have nice hair. She's complimenting your hair. And she's asking about, do you have a male who has recently passed or who is ill in your family?
I believe a year ago, my grandfather, my father's father.
Oh, okay. Is there another male, because this is younger, who is ill or has recently passed?
I don't know. The only person that I know that was young when they passed that was close to me was my boyfriend.
Okay. She's indicating this man, and she's calling him for whatever reason she thinks he's a saint. And she's showing me that he's sort of sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants you to know that he's safe. And she wants you to know that he made it to the other side and he was warmly received. But he's healing, so his crossing must have been very traumatic.
Yes, he was murdered.
Okay. He is healing. She's showing me that it was very sad and painful, and that she wants you to know that he hears what you say, and that he loves you. And that is in no way to hold you back with moving on with your life, but just to let you know that he hears you and he loves you.
Thank you. I mean, that was kind of the question I wanted to know about love, but I mean, it's still something that I will always love and remember so much of him and how he was such a gentle person and he was so loving and so kind that I kind of get depressed.
Like
I mean, he really, I've never met a person that was so honest and so kind to everyone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when he passed, it really devastated everyone that knew him because he wasn't a negative person and the situation wasn't even meant for him. It was meant for someone else that he knew. And, of course, him being who he was trying to defend that person.
And
that's how
something
it happened.
A saint would do. That's what saints do. You know, he became, that makes more sense why she called him a saint. She wants you to know it's okay to let him go. That you'll always remember him, but it's, you are still somehow tied to him. You still have these feelings of and emotions of wanting to be with him, and she's letting you know it's time to let him go.
I understand.
She's showing me the color blue. Did she like the color blue, or is there something blue? It's sort of like a silvery blue or a gray blue or light blue.
I don't remember. I know his favorite colors were black and red.
Okay.
And
she's showing me for her.
Blue.
She's showing me for her the color blue, like a light blue or gray blue or silver blue. She's showing me that color. And it may be like a blanket or a cloth or something because she's spreading it out and showing it to me.
I think when I was a baby, I know I had a blue blanket from when I was a baby, and I think my mom told me that my grandmother bought it for me or she wrapped me up in it. I think that's what it is.
Oh, okay. That looks exactly like a baby blue. Thank you. That's perfect. And she wants you to know how much she loves you and how much she admires you.
A lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need to allow love to come into your life. And I know you think you are, but you're still in grief. And not just for the person who crossed. There's some other things that are causing you grief somehow. So, you know, time to open your heart. And there is marriage in front of you, and there is children in front of you, or could be child. I'm not sure if it's children or child, but it's time to sort of open up. Oh, and you, oh, I see, you're Miss Picky.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I live in Miami, and I don't know what's going on with the men here. They seem to really feel that they're entitled to a lot. As in, they feel like women are to come to them and ask them on dates, which is fine. But when you're actively doing that the whole entire time or the whole entire relationship, I just can't
be
bothered.
That gets boring quick.
And I don't know. I'm just wondering where the actual men, not the grown boys, like men are. I mean, that's kind of why I always
have you been
back
in
my
one
boyfriend.
Serious relationship or two?
I've had two. The first
one. They showed me two serious relationships, but I didn't know if one was ahead of you or not. They just showed me two serious relationships. Okay. You need to, she's just saying that this is coming to you. So be open to it. And the 2016 is the year for this to happen for you.
Wow.
You know an A name, a male A name like Alex or Alexander? Or...
Maybe in the past. I mean, I can't think of anyone significant right now.
Okay, pay attention especially to males with A names coming into your life, like Alec or Alex
or Alexander, or a male with an A name, because that's what they showed me.
Okay.
Many blessings.
Or Anthony,
many blessings,
something like you. That.
Or Anthony, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you ladies and hearing about your traditions and getting some confirmations from my grandmother. And well, thank you for even letting me know that there's possibility of marriage in my future, because I really didn't think at this point there would be. Like,
there
no.
is. There is, but, you know, open your heart up wide and a little less picky.
Okay.
A little less. Many
on that.
Blessings.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Have a wonderful day, and please have a beautiful Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, and to you the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful energy and a beautiful spirit. It's so important that we remember the people who have crossed, because that's how they live. That's how they live on, by remembering. And when we speak about them, and when we speak about their festivals, their gatherings, their holiday celebrations, that helps them live on in spirit. You know, it's not just the ones that we love the best, or it's not just the ones that we remember the most. You know, some of my favorite holiday memories were with my dad, and he would get us like every other Christmas, and we'd go down there. And he lived in Texas in a cabin in the woods, and it was just fun hanging out with him. That was just amazing, just wonderful, just getting to hang out with him. And, you know, I remember some of the Christmas presents and some of the Christmases, but mainly I just remember the peace and joy of being with him and being with Jocelyn. Courtney, who do we have next?
Next we have Angela, and she's also calling from Florida. But before I bring you on, Angela, what was a favorite tradition of yours as a child, and has it changed into something new as an adult? And welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Angela.
Hi. One of our traditions that we had as children is, I have a twin sister, and we used to always open one gift up before Christmas Day. Like Christmas Eve, we'd all, each person in the family would open up a gift. And then I'm doing that now with my children.
Oh, I love that. I love that. One of my husband's and my tradition for many, many years is waiting to the last minute to shop, and then, because we waited to the last minute to shop, wrapping everything on Christmas Eve. So it's the gauntlet of wrapping on Christmas Eve. We usually stay up till 4 a.m. wrapping, crying because we got so much, and then waking up, and then the presents stay wrapped for about 4 hours, maybe 5. Before all the wrapping is ripped off of the present. So the fact that you were able to open up a present on Christmas Eve tells me that your family are not procrastinators.
Well, we had three girls, and now we're just buying the presents if we didn't. So I think I had to wrap some of them. But it was always like one present we all got to open.
Sounds like a beautiful holiday tradition. I remember my mom would have everything wrapped and under the tree, and we would look longingly at those presents and would love to unwrap one. Just one, can we unwrap just one, Mom? Sounds like a beautiful tradition.
It was nice. It was right before we went to sleep, so right before bedtime. We didn't get to play with it or whatever it was. We just had to know what it was.
Now, who crossed, a female, who crossed from heart?
I'm sorry?
Who crossed from a heart attack or something heart related? Female.
I'm not sure about female.
Okay, because I'm getting female and getting a heart related incident.
No, not unless it's a lady that lived across the street that was like a grandma, but I don't know how she passed away, and it was a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right. Let's see. Who else is out there? I'm also getting a male, and so a stroke or an issue with head.
Okay. If it's older man or a younger man?
I'm going to say older.
An older man, I know that someone had a heart attack. A guy I used to work for, a funeral director, that I used to work at the funeral home with, recently passed away last year, around this time.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, he says hello. I feel like this is a grandfather. And I also, someone survived like a flu or pneumonia or something, but then crossed due to stroke or heart.
Not that I know. My grandmother had cancer, and she died of brain tumors.
Brain tumor. Okay, because I was seeing something going on with the head, too. All right, what is her name?
Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Mm-hmm, Dorothy.
Okay. Okay. And she's showing something was wrong with her in the middle, like the middle of her body. Something was wrong with her in the middle, or she's showing me the middle of the body and the side. She's showing me the side.
Okay.
She wants you to know that she loves you and that she's proud of you. And she's, so she's talking about a sister who had cancer but survived. So this is a female who had cancer but survived, who's here on the planet. Do you know who that is?
Let's see. Not sure. She had cancer. My grandma had cancer, survived it, and then she died eventually later on, 5 years later of it.
Okay. I see. She wants you to know your work is going to change and grow. So your work is going to change and grow. And there's some level where you are where you're going to go up a level. And it has something to do with your profession.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going back to school.
Okay. And so that's the going up a level. So that's exactly what you need to do.
Okay.
It's time for you to do that. She said, like, you go up a level in your profession, that your work is going to change and grow. And she's saying how proud you are, how proud you will be. And she's showing me that tassel.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been to school in a couple of years, and I haven't had two children since, and I mean, it's been like something I'm going to do. It's something that's in progress.
You know, do you have a brother? Because she's referencing a male.
I do not have a brother. My father is alive, but I have two sisters.
Okay, so is this her? Is father her son?
Yes.
Okay, beg your pardon. So she's saying hello to him. So can you let him know?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Did you or one of your sisters have a miscarriage? Because she's showing me a baby.
Yeah, I have had, yes. I recently,
she has
a
baby.
Okay. The little girl.
She has a baby, and she wants you to know baby's safe with her. And that baby is growing up on the other side and is going to be a professional too. And that child is going to come back into your life either as a grandchild or a great-grandchild.
Okay.
So that baby is part of your soul group.
Okay.
But in the meantime, that baby is also becoming a professional. And your grandmother's saying you need to go to raise that level up to, in your profession. So please understand it's important for your life path to go back to school. And I know how hard it is with kids. So maybe just a couple classes, maybe just online if necessary.
Yeah, they're 3. My kids are 3 and 6, about to be 4 and 7 in January.
And she's showing me a bracelet, or it could be jingle bells that you could wear as a bracelet. Like a bracelet or jingle bells that you can wear as a bracelet. She's also showing me ice skating. So she must have liked to ice skate, or there's memories of ice skating.
I don't know if she did, but I know that I went once. I was going to take my kids to go ice skating this year.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Good. That's what she's showing me then. And she's saying, enjoy the ice skating. Have fun. You know, not enough people do ice skating anymore. And she's saying you have to change communities. You have to change communities.
I agree.
Okay. That's important. There's a male who's going to be home for the holidays. A male who's going to be home for the holidays. So that will be fun. Showing me a man home for the holidays for you.
Okay.
And what else does she have to say? She's just putting an extra sparkle on everything for your Christmas. You know what? What was your question? I'm sorry.
I'm in a relationship that I've been in for about a year, and I'm just seeing where that was maybe heading, if that was going to go further.
You've been seeing a man for a year, you said?
Yes.
She was showing me a man in your home for the holidays. So she's showing me that that's going to increase and grow. And she's saying that it's better to go slow. So she knows it's going slow. That man has problems of his own or issues of his own that he has to handle. It might be from a divorce or
his
prior. And he has to let go. It's not really anybody's fault but his. He's the one who has to move on. So, but you're helping him with that. All right.
Hi.
Oh, wow. That time went by so fast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Everyone, have a blessed holiday season, no matter how you celebrate it. However you celebrate it, that's the perfect way to celebrate it. If you have presents under the tree, or if you open presents the night before, if you don't do presents at all, maybe you do something different. Whatever that is, it's the perfect way to celebrate it. And remember, this time of year, for people who don't have close family, can be very sad. So reach out to loved ones. Reach out to people who need you. Reach out. You be their St. Nicholas, their Santa. Many blessings to you and yours in this holiday season. Till we meet again, may your earth be peaceful. Thank you.